I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Do you ever have one of those nights, laying awake at 2 in the morning? I do, more often than I would like. One night, I started thinking about darkness. The verse that came to mind was Colossians 1:13, where Paul writes this truth: "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves." The dominion of darkness, the authority or jurisdiction of darkness, obscurity. I thought about physical darkness. If you have ever been in a completely dark place, it can be intimidating. Perhaps you visit a cavern or have been outside on a dark street, or even at home when the electricity has gone out. What is our first instinct in these situations? We look for a match or a flashlight. If we are outside, we want to find a lighted place. We know instinctively that darkness is not our friend. We human beings can also experience mental and emotional darkness. Depression, dementia, mental illness, all prevalent diagnoses these days. When this happens to someone we love, we want desperately to bring them some mental or emotional clarity. We want to turn on the lights for them. But above all these, the most serious kind of darkness is spiritual darkness, a darkness that we all experience, something we might not even be aware of until we learn about the light. It is an absence of light, a void of spiritual life, with no knowledge of God and no hope of anything beyond the here and now. Isn't it wonderful that God first reveals himself in Genesis 1:3 as the creator of light? Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, there was darkness, but God brought light and called it good. The Apostle John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Jesus called himself the light of the world. Jesus met people who were trapped in physical darkness, one in particular who was blind from birth. Jesus lifted the darkness for this man and for others, bringing light to their physical eyes. Jesus met some who were trapped in mental darkness, like the man who lived in a cemetery because no one could handle him. Jesus set that man and others free from their prison of darkness, casting out a legion of demons in this one case. Likewise, Jesus is the one who came to set us free from spiritual darkness. He said to Nicodemus, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless you are born again." Light must come so that we can see. John writes, "Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." John 3:19-21. James wrote that every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Father, we are so thankful that you have given us light, the light that brings true life, Jesus Christ our Lord. You have called us to be light, to shine forth your truth into the darkness of this world so that others might find you, that others might be rescued from the dominion of darkness. Help us to shine brightly for you today. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.